Today's shiur is daf kuf lamed, and we're going to begin with the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer. We learned at the end of the last Mishnah of the previous parak that kol tzorche mila oisim b'shabbos, that everything that you need to do for bris mila you're allowed to do on Shabbos. The halacha is ubiyayim hashmini yimayil b'sar alasai, that a bris is done on Shabbos even on Shabbos. However, it's only done on Shabbos if it's the eighth day. If for whatever reason the bris cannot be done bezmanoi, then you don't make a bris that's not the proper time on Shabbos. Continues Rabbi Elazar with that halacha, and he takes it a step further. He says, "Mloi hevi keli me'erev Shabbos, if you do not bring the knife to do the bris with on Erev Shabbos, the halacha is mevi b'Shabbos megula. You should walk in the street with this knife, everybody should see it." The Gemara is going to explain this halacha. Upsakana. However, it's a shas sakana, it's a shas gzeira, where they did not allow Jews to make bris. The halacha is mechaseyu, you should carry it covered. However, al pi edim, you should have edim know that what you're carrying is the knife for a bris. So people should not accuse you that you're not allowed to, that you're carrying on Shabbos without permission. He takes it a step further. Not only are you allowed to carry the knife, he says you're even allowed to heat up coals to make metal, to form it into a knife that you should have for the bris. And the Tiferes Yisrael points out, he says, the halacha is, we don't do this, but the halacha is you don't need to use a knife to make a bris. Any sharp instrument can be used for bris. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that since a knife is the preferred way of making a bris, so he says you can even make a knife on Shabbos. Now it goes further. Voy klalam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, "Kol malacha she'efsal asoy soy me'erev Shabbos, any malacha that could have been done before Shabbos, ain't a doichas of Shabbos. You can't be mechal Shabbos. You shouldn't do it on Shabbos. She'efsal asoy soy me'erev Shabbos, but if it was impossible to do from me'erev Shabbos, like the meal itself, doichas of Shabbos, that you'll have to do on Shabbos." So before we go further, in Rabbi Kiva, there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva says that anything that you could have done before Shabbos, you should do before Shabbos. That's obvious. What's going to be the halacha according to Rabbi Kiva? Something which isn't actually part of the bris, but you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. Let's say the knife broke on Shabbos. So now you have no knife. So here you don't have an example of something you could have done before Shabbos. Will he agree that then you could do it on Shabbos because it was impossible to do before Shabbos? Or will he say, no, anything besides the actual bris you can't do on Shabbos? It's machloikas rishoyim how to learn Rabbi Kiva. Now Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos asks, why is the halacha, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you're allowed to bring the knife to the baby? Why shouldn't you carry the baby to the knife? And Tosfos says a very bechiddush. We learned chai noises atzmai, that every living thing carries itself, and therefore there's no chiv deraisa when you carry a live person. So therefore Tosfos asks, instead of bringing the knife to the child, which is an issa deraisa, bring the child to the knife, which is only issa derabanan. So some rishonim, not Tosfos, say from here we see that Rabbi Elazar holds that Shabbos, as far as machshirei mila, is not just dechuya, it's something you're allowed to do, it's hutra, it's mutter, it's 100% mutter, you're allowed to do whatever you want. That's how some rishonim learn. Tosfos clearly does not learn that way. The whole sugi you'll see Tosfos doesn't not learn that way. So the first taras Tosfos says is, because true, you'll carry the baby to the knife, but then after the bris, you'll have to carry the baby home. At that point, the baby will be sick, because it just went through the operation of a bris. There, carrying the baby will be chai noises atzmoi. You won't be able to say chai noises atzmoi, and therefore don't bring the baby in the first place. The Rashba asks in Tosfos Teretz, he says he doesn't understand. What are we worried about the future? Let's worry about now. Now you have an option. Carry the knife to the baby, or carry the baby to the knife. Carrying the knife to the baby is a deraisa. Carrying the baby to the knife is the Rabbanan. So let's do the Rabbanan. Furthermore, the Rashba says that to say Chai Noises Atzmai on an 8-day-old child doesn't make sense. Chai Noises Atzmai, you say on somebody who could walk by themselves. Then Tosfos says a different teretz. Tosfos says you're right. Carrying the child to the knife should be okay, but a mitzvah should be done with zrizis. And since it's easier to bring a knife to the baby than to bring a baby to the knife, that's why we say bring the knife to the baby. So what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that the zrizis in the mitzvah is a part of the mitzvah. But the Chasam Sofer asks a very fundamental question on Tosfos. He says, you're right. If, let's say, this man that you could do the bris starts at 7 in the morning. So at 7 o'clock I want to do it bezrizis, and it's easier to do it bezrizis by bringing the knife to the baby. But take the baby at 5 in the morning, when you can't do the bris anyway, because it's before day began, and then bring the baby to the knife, so then at 7 o'clock, when you need to do the bris, the baby's here already. So the Chasam Sofer says, from here, he says a very bechiddush, that Tosfos holds that according to Rabbi Lezer, not only all hachonis, all preparations for the bris, allowed to be done in Shabbos, but they're only supposed to be done in the time when you're supposed to do the mitzvah. So since the bris you can't do before day, the chonis should not be done before day either. Now when the day comes, bringing the knife is easier than bringing the baby. Now, there's a very fundamental question. Shagas Ari asked the question, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan asked the question. They say like this: we're learning, we explain that Tosfos learns that way, that you always want to do the bris in the way to do the Rabbanans, not the Raisa. We also learned the sugyas of Shnayim Shasua, that when two people do a malach, it's never the Raisa. So they ask, why don't we ask that two people should do the bris, and if two people do the bris, we won't have a Raisa. Instead of one person doing the bris, and it'll have to be over a Raisa. So there's the emes, a Rai in the Mishnah. There's a Rai in the Mishnah that you don't have to do that. Why? Because look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, the Noid Behuda makes this point. The Mishnah begins with a Lashon Yochid. Im Loi Hevi, one person. But then it changes, karsimates him, you have a lot of people. So why did the Mishnah change from Yochid to Rabin? So the point is, Im Loi Hevi is the moil. You only have one moil. Making the utensil, the attacker, you don't need, making the instrument, you should have a lot of people. But why? Why should you have only one moil, not 2 miles? Having two will make it not a issa deraisa. So, but according to Tosfos, it works well. Because what did Tosfos say? We want to do the bris in the most zrizis-digga manner. Having 2 miles is not a zrizis-digga manner. So that's why, and Tosfos saying that according to Belezer, that is the prime consideration, that it should be done bezrizis. So that's why we take 1 mile, even though there's an issa deraisa, versus taking 2 miles, where it'll only be an issa derabanan. And with that, we can answer another question. We once pointed out this question. The halach is that after the bris, you do mitzitza. Mitzitza is also an issa deraisa, mefarik. So Chasam Sofer asks, why don't we make the bris this way? Make the bris right before Matzoy Shabbos, so you'll do the bris right by day, and then you'll do the mitzitza Matzoy Shabbos, so you don't have to be mechal Shabbos. But according to Tosfos, we have an answer. We want to do the bris in the most zrizistic way. Making a bris at the end of the day is not zrizis. That's why we make the bris by day, even make the mitzitz by day, just that the bris should be done with zrizis.
Why is it should be
malach shitz by the Tamid Rebbe Lezer, what Rebbe Lezer said in the Reisha, that the person, it's not shasakana, should carry the knife megullah. What's the reason? Is it mishum chavuvi mitzvah? He wants to show how much he loves the mitzvah and he carries the knife because I'm going to do a bris. Or dumb mishum chshada. He should carry it that people see. If people see carrying something under your jacket, they're going to worry, what's this person carrying on Shabbos? If he carries it open, people will realize he's a moil, he's going to do a bris. Ask the Gemara Lamai Nafkamina what the reason is. Answers the Gemara, lesuya mechusa pi edim. If you're allowed to carry it covered, but edim will know what you're carrying. If the reason you're supposed to carry it is because you want to show how much you love the mitzvah, so they won't help. Megula in mechusaloi. You're only allowed to carry it open. Early, I'm mishum chashada, but if you're going to tell me the reason is because people will accuse you, I feel mechus shapadam. It shouldn't make a difference. As long as you have 2 people that know what the real reason you're carrying it for is. My, so what is da halacha? Itmer, Amar Rabbi Levi, Lo Amar Rabbi Lezer, El Chavuvi Mitzvah. Pshat Rabbi Elazar is you're supposed to carry it so people should know that you love the mitzvah. Tanya Nami Hochi says the Braisa, Mevi'im Megulah and Mevi'im Mechusa. And the Ran explains, the Braisa is redundant. Mevi'im Megulah, take it open, Ve'im Mevi'im Mechusa, not covered. If it's open, it's not covered. Why is the Braisa emphasizing Ve'im Mechusa? Because I dafka want it uncovered to show, that you, and you're carrying it to show Chivuv HaMitzvah. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Amar Vashi, Masnesin Nami Deka. Really, we have arrived from our Mishnah too. Because what it's saying, the Mishnah, Diktani, Ubashas Sakona, Vesichaseya Pi Adam. If it's a Shasakona to walk out with a knife in the street, that's when you should cover it. So what do we see from the Mishnah? Vesakona in. Only when it's Sakona, then cover it up. Shloi Vesas Sakona. But if it's not in Sakona, loy. Don't cover it up. Shema Minosu. When you see clearly that what is the explanation of Rabbi Elazar's Shitta, Mishum Chavuvi Mitzvah. Shema Minosu. Tanya Idach, we learned another braisa. Mevi Megula, Vei Mevi Mechusa. You carry it uncovered, not covered. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Nehagin Hoy B'Shas Hakana. However, it was a Shas Hakana, so you couldn't walk in the street with the knife open, because there was a gzeira that you're not allowed to do bris. So Mevi Mechusa Pi Edom. They carried it covered with Edom singing. Ask the Gemara. Ibailu, Edom the Kamar. When the Mishnah says, or Rabbi Yehuda says, that you should have Edom, what does that mean? Iyu v'chad, does it mean he, the person, the Moel himself, and one more, that's how you'll have two Edom, two witnesses, or Edom Mehu v'treya, you have to have two people besides the actual person carrying the knife. Toshma, u'b'sakon mechaseya pi Edom. We say during Sakana you should carry it covered, but with Edom. Yeah, Bishlama Huvitray, if it's him and two more people. So that's Edom. Edom, we know, always means two people. Eliamrit Huvichad, it's he is one of the Edom, my Edom. You always need two witnesses besides the person in question. So there's no raya from here. Because you know what who means? When we say Edom, we don't mean to have two independent witnesses aside from the person that's carrying it. It means Shiroi Lahayt B'makamech. You need two people that could bear testimony, that are kosher witnesses. So the Moel is one, and the person watching is the second. Vayram Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that on Shabbos you could do anything in preparation for a bris milah. Tana Rabbanan. M'kaymish Rabbi Elazar, where Rabbi Elazar was the Rav, Hayikarsim Eitzim Las B'chamim Las Barzel B'Shabbos. And the place where Rabbi Elazar was the Rav, they used to make cut wood, to make coals, to make the knife. The Gemara goes off on a tangent. In the place where Rabbi Yosef Glili was the Rav, they ate poultry with milk. That when they said the Issa Bas B'cholov is limited to meat of animals, not of fowl. Says the Gemara story. Levi Ikla Beis Yosef Rishba. Levi came to the home of Yosef Rishba, means he was a hunter. They brought him the head of a goose, bechalba, which was cooked in milk. Loyachel refused to eat because we don't eat chicken, we don't eat poultry with meat, with milk. Kassel kamei the Rebbe, when he came to Rebbe, amalei mailo tishtim tinu. You shouldn't have just accepted what he did, just not eat. You should have put him to chayrim for serving you something not kosher. Amalei asked the Rebbe Yehuda b'mseir hava. That was the city where Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir was the Rav. And I thought that maybe he agrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili. There's a Mishnah Masech Techulin. Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer. Nemer. It was actually last week's Parsha. Parsha Shoiftim. L'soich l'kol nevela. First the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to eat any nevela. Nevela is an animal that dies without being geshochten. The Nemer, and it says, L'soivashel gedi. The next pasuk is the pasuk that teaches us the Isra Basa B'cholov, and we know that this pasuk appears three times in the Torah. One the time to tell us Isra Achili, you're not allowed to eat it. One time Isra Anoy, you're not allowed to derive any benefit. And the third time is Isra Bishul, you're not allowed to cook it together. So why did the Torah put these two pasukim together? Esh Asim Shum Nevela Asul Vashul B'cholov. Anything that there's Isra Nevela on, you're not allowed to cook in meat, in milk. So we know Oif, that by poultry, by fowl. Also there's a halacha, sh'asim mishum nevela, that a bird that dies without shechita, you're not allowed to eat it, it's a nevela. So yachal, I would think, ye osu levashu b'cholov, it should be also to cook fowl in milk, tamloim b'chalev imoy. When is there an isser, a bas b'cholov, only an animal that produces milk. Yotzaif shein lechalif. Fowl doesn't produce milk. So Rishonim ask a very simple question. Let's follow the sequence of what's happening in the Torah. The Torah says, Lysachal kol nevela. Then the Torah says, the Isser bas b'cholof. So I say, because of that, I say bas b'cholof applies to anything with his nevela. And then I need a lima to say, no. But if it doesn't if its mother doesn't give milk, there is no Isser bas b'cholof. Ask the Rishonim, just don't put nevela next to bas b'cholof. I won't think that nevela and bas b'cholof travel together, and I won't need a pasuk to say that it doesn't apply to poultry. So the answer, the reason that the Torah had to put nevela next to bas b'cholof is because if I only had the pasuk of loisvash gadi b'cholof imoy, I would think that bas b'cholof only applies to behemoths, not to chayis. But that's not true. Everybody agrees that bas b'cholof applies to chayis. So I have these two pasukim together, even though it's somewhat misleading because it makes you think that applies even by basar oif. That's why you have to have the limit of b'chalev imoy to exclude fowl from the isser basar b'chalev. But of course we know that l'chalev pachas medrabbanan, there's certainly an isser to eat poultry with milk. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Irachas hoisav etzisrael, there was one city in etzisrael, shoisav and krebelezer, that they acted like krebelezer, that in Shabbos they did everything that was required for the preparation of a meal. V'yameisim b'zmanim, and they died. They didn't die early. So Mashah says, what's Pshat? Since they went out of the way to make the meal of Bezmanoi in the right time, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away in the right time. V'loyoid, furthermore, Shepamachas Gozim Machas Rish Gzeil Yisrael al Mila, there was a decree made against Mila, V'loyosei Elay Gozim, but there was no Gzeil against that city. So all the Mepharshim asked the obvious question, we're complimenting this city, but the Halacha is not like this city. We know that only a meal you're allowed to do on Shabbos, not machshir meal. So why are these people getting so much credit? So some Rishonim say that this city we're talking about before the psak was issued that we passed like Rabbi Akiva. But others say like this, the Tashbat says this. This city was the city where Rabbi Eliezer was the Rav. And although normally we have to go whatever the psak, whatever the rabbim is, but in the city where there's a specific Rav, you follow that Rav's Pesach, even if that's contrary to what everybody else does. The Tashbat says that's what's included in what the Torah says, L'Sosman Adav Asher Yigidu Lecha Yom Nusmoil. Even if everybody says go right, but your Rav says go left, you got to follow your Rav. So in his city, they had to follow him. And because they were so committed to the Rav's Pesach, that's why they had this Schar. Tanya Shimon Lil Oimer. Chamitzah Shekibla Leit B'Simcha. Any mitzvah that Klai Yisrael Makabel B'Simcha. Kigoy Mila, like Mila. Diksiv. Sos Anoichi Alimur Secha Kamoiti Shalarov. And Rashi explains why is Mila considered a Masecha? Because Mila was the first mitzvah that we heard. Avram Avinu heard the mitzvah of Mila. Adayin Oisin Oisin B'Simcha. It's still done by Klai Yisrael B'Simcha. So Rashi says, what is the uniqueness of Mila? David HaMelech said that he came to the mikveh and he saw that he didn't have any mitzvahs on him. But then he realized, L'matzeach ala shminis. L'matzeach ala mila shenitna b'shmini. That a Jew always has the mitzvah of Mila with him. Taisa says, how do we know that you're supposed to make a suda by a bris? Because the pasuk says, V'yas Avram mishta gadol b'yoyim hi gomel es Yitzchak. He gomel, so Taish says, hey gimel is 5 plus 3, 8 mol. He made a bris for Yitzchak on the 8th day, and he made a suda. You have to make a suda. And that's the halacha. By bris mila, you have to make a suda. I saw a very interesting pshat. The suda has nothing to do with the fact that it's the 8th day. The suda has to do with the fact that it's a bris. So why is the pasuk pointing out the hey gimel? It should say, b'yoy mol is Yitzchak. What's the 8th day to point? So I saw a very nice pshat. The Gemara Masechta Nida says, why is a bris done on the 8th day? It should be done as soon as the baby is born. So the Gemara says, Shlo yia ovi v'ima yatsevin, that the parents shouldn't be upset, and everybody else are happy. Why parents upset? Because if you just have a little baby, and you do a bris, it's a tsar. So that's why we wait for the 8th day, where the baby's already has some strength, and everybody can be happy. We're saying now you're supposed to make a suda by a bris. Why do you make a suda? Because you have to be besimcha. When could everybody be simcha? B'yoyim hay gimel. On the eighth day, everybody could be simcha. The attendees and the parents. Says the Gemara, the mitzvah shall kibbal and b'ktot, but any mitzvah the klai saw did not accept without the machlaikis, kigoin aroyis, the ksiv, the yishma moishis am, boichle mishpachosov, moishah heard them crying, aliske mishpachosov, because that was when they were told that they can't marry relatives, a dying oyson of b'ktot. It's still done with machlaikis. The lack of ksuba, there is no shidduch, the larama b'tigra, that there isn't a little machlaikis. So the Marie Brunner says that this is the makar for the minig, why chosun kala have to fast. Because there's going to be a fight, that this should be a mechila for them. The Prima Gadol says this is why we break a glass under the chuppah, that this should be the tigra, we should be yoitza with the tigra, with the broken glass. Now, why were Klal Yisrael crying so much? Because the Mashah says that this happened right after the Parsha Samon. So Mashah says a beautiful pshat. He says, what did the man do? The man told everybody who you were. Because everybody went out in the morning and collected the mon for the members of the family. If somebody had a child, if a woman had a child not from a husband, when the husband went to collect mon in the morning, he wouldn't have a portion for that child because it wasn't his. So when they got the mon, they started crying, that if they would do any adultery, if there were any mamzerim, they would be caught. Now I saw a very deep word from the Maral, who explains the connection between Mila and Arise. He says like this, what were they crying about? They were crying about that they can't marry relatives. Mila represents something that's attached to you. You're born with a Mila, and you separate yourselves from it. That separation, Klal Yisrael did b'simcha. Arayis represents an attachment, relatives, generally you're close with your relatives, that you have to separate yourself also from, that you're not allowed to marry your relatives. And that was an attachment that they couldn't separate themselves from. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemas Yisrael atzman alein lemisa b'shas gzeres amalchus. Any mitzvah the Klal Yisrael were ready to be ma'aseh nefesh when there was a decree against them. Kigon avetz kechavim mila adai muchsekus v'yadim. It's strong by us. But Kol mitzvah shloim mas Yisrael atzman alein lemisa. Any mitzvah the Klal Yisrael weren't ready to be ma'aseh nefesh for b'shas gzeres amalchus. Kigon tefillin, like tefillin, adayin him rupi yodim. Tefillin is weak, and that's why we know even until this day we only wear tefillin barely when we daven. They used to wear tefillin all day long. Dom Rav Yanai, tefillin tzrichin gruf noki. When you wear tefillin, you're supposed to have a clean body. Kelisha bal knafayim. Who we see a nes happen with him with the tefillin, so must be that why did the nes happen to him? Because he was careful. What does a guf noki mean? Mahi amar bai shlo yifich behem, shouldn't pass any wind. Rav amar shlo yish behem, you're not allowed to sleep in them. The Miri says you're not allowed to have any machshav asaurus when you're wearing tefillin. But my car lay lish about confine, we had the Gemara and daf mem tes. Shapamach goz amach sarish gzer al yisrael, shakom menich tefillin al roshay. The guy made exer, whoever wears tefillin, yikrus maichai, they'll pull out his brains. Mashah says, why were they so makbid on tefillin shabarosh? Because we learned the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, that tefillin shabarosh represent v'ro kol ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikru alech v'yarim mecha. It represents the supremacy of Klal Yisrael, and they couldn't deal with it, so they made this gzeira. V'yelish menich tefillin v'yot l'shuk. Elisha was wearing tefillin and went out. V'roh kazda achad, an officer saw him. Rots no fun him, so he ran away. V'rots achrof. Kivin shigi etzloi. Once the officer reached him, not l'meroshay, Elisha took him off his head. V'achsim v'yodai, and put him into his hands. Amle ma b'yotcha, what are you holding? Amle kam v'yoyna, the wings of a yoyna. Pashad es yodai, he opened his hand. V'nitz ba kam v'yoyna, the wings of a yoyna. L'fika chayikarnas about knafayim, that's why it's called Elisha about knafayim. Says the Gemara, Maishna Kanfiyoina. Why Kanfiyoina? Domalei, they told him Kanfiyoina, Vilayimalei Shar Ophis. Why did he pick the Yoina? Says the Gemara, Mishum the Damya Knesset Yisrael Yoina. Because Klal Yisrael is compared to Yoina. Shinema, as the Pasuk says in Tillim, Kanfiyoina Nechba Bekesev, the wings of a dove that are covered with silver, Vafraseh, and its beak be rakrachards, made out of copper. Ma Yoina Zek Knefe Meginasaleh, just like a yoina, its wings protected. After you saw mitzvahs meginus aleim, what's unique about the wings of a yoina? Just to review the Gemara we learned in Daf Mem Tes, one pshat is that the yoina, with one wing, it fights off the enemy, and with the other wing, it protects the children. Another pshat is a yoyna, if it needs to rest, it rests one wing and flies with the other one. It never stops. So too, Klal Yisrael never stop from doing mitzvahs. Now there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns, what's pshat that tefillin was weak by Klal Yisrael? That only person that was makbar on tefillin was Elisha. Everybody else were ready to give up the tefillin. Tosfos learns the opposite. He says that even Elisha, as soon as he saw an officer, was ready to take off his tefillin. So there was nobody in Klal Yisrael, Tosfos says, that was ready to be Meisah Nefesh for tefillin. And the Gra says, from here we have a raya that you're allowed to be Meisah Nefesh even for not one of the Gimel Averis Chamurs. We know that three Averis, Gila Rai, Shvichas Tomim, and Avoy Dezor, that you have to be Meisah Nefesh. Here we see that Elisha was ready to be, not according to Tosfos, but according to Rashi, was ready to be Meisah Nefesh even for one or none of these three mitzvahs. How? It's a raya that you're allowed to be Meisah Nefesh even not for one of the Gimel Averis Chamurs. Continues the Gemara. Amrab Abba Barada, Amrab Yitzchak. Before we begin this Gemara, we have to describe how the houses in the streets looked in the time of Chazal. People had a house. Everybody basically had a one-family house, which opened up to a chotzer, a courtyard, which was shared by a number of houses. Midaraisa you could carry from the house to the chotzer, but they're both rishus ayochets. Midrabbanan you're not allowed to carry from the house to the chotzer without a ruvi chatzeris. Because since the chotzer is a more of a public rishus ayochet than the house, you need a ruvi chatzeris. Then a number of chatzeris opened up to a mavi. A mavi means an alleyway. An alleyway has three walls, and it was open on the fourth side. To carry from the chatzah to the mavi, you needed to have two things. Number one, you had to have either a lechi, which is a sidebar, or a kairot, a beam, at the open side, and you also had to have shtufim mevois. Shtufim mevois worked the same way as the ruvi chatzeris. All the chatzeris gathered together, bread or whatever, and they have a shtufim mevois. One time they forgot to bring the knife from Erev Shabbos, the Viyab Shabbos, so they carried on Shabbos, Derech Gagas with Derech Chatzeris, through the roofs and through the Chatzeris, Shloim Ritzoy Reb Elezer. Says the Gemara, Reb Elezer wasn't satisfied with this. Ask the Gemara, Maskel of Reb Yosef, Shloim Ritzoy Reb Elezer, Reb Elezer is not satisfied with this? Adi Rebbe, Reb Elezer who the Shari? Reb Elezer is the one that says you could do anything what you need to do to be able to pull off the bris. V'chi teima shloi b'tzayin b'lezer. The shari. Afil b'shus rabim el b'tzayin rabbonin. V'chi teima shloi b'tzayin b'lezer. The shari afil b'shus rabim. So how can you, because Rabbi Lezer is going to say that you could go even b'shus rabim el b'tzayin rabbonin. So why do you have to go through the Geagas v'chatzeiris, go through the b'shus rabim? El b'tzayin rabbanon, it was the rabbanon that were happy with this. The also derech rishus rabim, they say you're not allowed to go through rishus rabim. The shor derech gagas with derech seres with derech kafifas, but they say you could go through the roofs or through the big fields. Ask the gemara with mishari. Do rabbanon allow you to carry the machshirei mila this way? But tanya, we learned in a brayse that according to the rabbanon, shem she'em avinu so derech rishus rabim, just like it may not be carried during the rishus rabim, kach em avinu so lo derech kagos lo derech kafifis, it should be carried even through these gagas chatzer kafifis lo derech chatzeris. So now it's not going to work according to Rabbi Lezer, because according to Rabbi Lezer you should have taken it through the rishus rabim. It's not going to work according to the rabbanon, because you can't even carry it this way according to rabbanon. So what's pshat? Elam Ravashi Shloi Britzon Rabbi Lezer Machalkoisoi. Rabbi Lezer is not happy because he wants you to carry in the Shusha Rabbin. The Rabbanon who argue Rabbi Lezer are not happy because they don't want you to carry it anyway. Who would be satisfied? Ritzon Rabbi Shimon. Because we learned in Gemara Masechet Erevin that Nan Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagas Echad Kafifas Echad Chatzeros Kulan Rishus Echad L'Kelem Sheshavsh B'Toychan. Anything that started off in a Chatzer, this is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, anything that started off in a chotzer may be carried from a chotzer to a gag to a karfif, as long as it didn't start off in the house. And Tosfos explains that this knife started off in a chotzer, and that was why the halach was, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it could be carried. However, loyal kalim shishav shibtach abayis, and this knife was in a chotzer. Now Tosfos asks a very fundamental question. Tosfos says Rabbi Lezer is not satisfied. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lezer, it could have been carried through the Shusarabim. Why do you have to carry through the Gagos? Ask Tosfos that we explain from when we began the perek, the Rebbe Lezer agrees that you should do as little of an isser as possible. So yes, when you have no choice, you should go carry through Rishus Rabbim. But if you have a choice to carry through the Gagas or Chatzeris, wouldn't Rebbe Lezer agree that you should carry it that way? So why is the Gemara saying Rebbe Lezer is not going to be satisfied because they didn't carry it through Rishus Rabbim? He'd be very satisfied. You did less of an isser. So Taisa says that even though Rebbe Lezer agrees you should always try to do as least of an isser as possible, but that's only when it won't affect you being able to do the mitzvah quickly and expeditiously. Here, by walking through the Rishus Rabbim, you could get to the bris quicker. So there, Rebbe Lezer doesn't tell you to do less of an isser. Getting to the bris is the first consideration, even if it means doing a bigger isser. Very bechidish. Taisus is pshat. Now, let's just talk for a minute. Halacha l'maisa, a bris on Shabbos. So if you learn through the Rishus, if you learn through the Paiskim and from our Gemara, it seems that the bris should be done in the house where the child is, because we pass them like the Rabbanim, that anything that could be done before Shabbos is supposed to be done on Shabbos. However, the Magen Avraham says that if a bris, if they did not bring the knife to the home where the baby is, you should carry, a goy is allowed to carry the knife through a karmelis. Why? Because it's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. One shvus it's a goy, the second shvus is it's a karmelis b'makom mitzvah, so you can be makel. Some say you don't even need two shvus, and some are even makel with one shvus. Most places can say you need shvus to shvus, but the Mishnah Berurah says most of our streets are a karmelis, so that's why a goy could carry. The Rishonim already ask. We find that we learned the Gemara together. The halacha is that if somebody dies on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have a goy bury the mess on Shabbos. It's a shvus b'makom mitzvah. So they want to make a difference between different types of shvusim. Sometimes a shvus has a creative element. You made a hole. A place where there was no hole, you made a hole. You created something. When you carry a knife, you didn't do anything to the knife. So that's why it's a shvus to shvus. And in a shvus that you're not really doing anything creative, and that's why you can be make of a makom mitzvah. Del Yerabba, and that says the Magen Avraham, that it's preferable to have the knife taken to the baby through a goy than to have the baby taken to the shul where the knife is. Why? Because the baby, you're going to have to take two ways. First you take the baby to the shul, and then you have to take the baby home. Can't leave the baby in shul all day. The knife, you could take the knife to the baby's home and leave it there. So that's why that's why you should carry the knife to the baby, not the baby to the knife. Interestingly, Del Yor Rabba says that there is an inyan, it goes back to the Gemara we learned on Oman Aleph, to have a simcha by bris, to have a lot of people, and that's why you could carry the baby to the shul, and that's the makor why people are maybe more makel bechlal in carrying babies in a place through a goy to the shul for a bris on Shabbos, even though they knew there's going to be bris on Shabbos and they could have prepared from before Shabbos, because of the Eliyahu Rabba, because you could have more people and more of a simcha in a shul. There's an interesting machloikis, Tferes Yisrael and Rekiva Eger, if you don't have a goy, but you have a cotton, could you carry the knife through a cotton, through a karmelis for a mitzvah? The Tferes Yisrael says if you don't have a goy, you could use a cotton. Rekiva Eger disagrees. Rekiva Eger goes back also to Gemara we learned, that anything that a cotton is doing on your benefit, and he knows you're happy with him doing it, you're not allowed to let a cotton do for you on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. You have a mavi that does not have shtufim mevas, but the way the Rishonim learns, it does have the heker on the open side. Mal latatva kula. Are you allowed to carry within that mavi? Mi aminin. Do we say kechatzer dami? Do we compare it to a chatzer? Ma chatzer. Afgav deloy irvu. Even if you didn't make a chatzer between your house, between your house and the chatzer. The halach is mutal tatba kuloi. If something is in your chotzer from before Shabbos, you're allowed to move it around the chotzer. Hai nami. So I'll say the same thing by mavoi. Afgav the loy nishtatba. Even if shtufim mavois were not performed, mutal tatba kuloi, you'll be allowed to carry in the whole mavoi. a duma loy duma l'chotzer. You can't compare a mavi to the chotzer for two reasons. Number one, the chotzer is leidal mechitzas. A chotzer has four walls. Ha less leidal mechitzas. A mavi, like we explained earlier, only has three walls. On the fourth side, it's open. Inami, furthermore, chotzer is leidiyurin. A chotzer is a yard of which is an attached to the house where people live. So that looks very much, it has very much the characteristics of Rishus HaYochid. However, a mavoy halas by the yarm doesn't have anybody living there. So since nobody living there doesn't look like Rosh Hashayachid, and therefore if it doesn't have a shtuf mavoyis, will be machmer and won't allow you to carry in it. Shasik, he was quiet. V'loyam b'loyam midi, he wasn't able to respond. Zimnan, another time. Ashkechei the yosv ka'amar. Amram Shimon Lakish, Mishim Riyoda and Nasi. One time they forgot and did not bring the knife for the bris from Erev Shabbos, the view be Shabbos, so it was carried on Shabbos. And the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, were upset. How do they ignore the Psak, the Chachamim, of Rabbi Kiva, of our Mishnah, and they acted like Rabbi Lezer? Why? Two reasons. Chad Rabbi Lezer Shemuti, because Rabbi Lezer is a Shemuti. So there's two pshat and what pshat Rabbi Lezer is a Shemuti. One pshat is that Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. And we know from all over Shas that whenever you have a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we follow Beis Hillel. So what are you following Rabbi Lezer, who's been Talmud of Beis Shammai? Another pshat, it is a Gemara Masechet of Matziah, Sug of Tanish Achnoi, that there was a machlokes about the Tumah Tahara status of a specific furnace. All the Rabbanan paskin one way, and Rabbi Lezer paskin the other way, and he didn't want to acquiesce, and they put him into Chayrim. So because of that, Rabbi Lezer Shemuti, who he was put into Chayrim, Shamta. Void, and furthermore, we know what halach is, Yoch v'rabim, halachik rabim. So, how could you not do what Chachamim said? Vom Rabbi Oishi said, Shilas Rabbi Yehuda Geizer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda, Hagoyza means he was the Moyel. So I asked him, it wasn't just that they carried it without some reasoning. So I asked him, what exactly happened that they carried this knife that time? Vomali, he explained to me, Mavi Shloi Nishtat V'Bahava, it was a Mavi where Shtuf and Mavoyos were not performed. Vaisuan, the knife was carried Mehai Resha Lahai Resha, from one end to another end. Omale, so he said to him, Obviously, we see now that you hold the mavi shloim nishtatuba, that a mavi where there were no stupid voice performed, mataloy tatul kula, you're allowed to carry the whole thing. Because that was the reason that they were carrying the knife at that time. Because nothing wrong was done, because it was carrying a mavi from one end to the other end, and it's mutter. Omalei in. So he said, yes, that's the story. So he said, many times I asked you the halacha. What's the din if you're allowed to carry in a mavi that doesn't have shtufim of oz, if you're allowed to carry within it? And you never answered me. But why didn't you answer me? From this story, you should see the answer. Dilma, agav shitfach, radlach gemarach. Maybe because you were just learning so much, you didn't pay attention to what you were saying. Because had you paid attention to what Rabbi Yehuda was telling you, you would have picked up that the halacha is that you're not allowed to carry, that you're allowed to carry, excuse me, that you're allowed to carry in a mavui that no shtufim of ours were made in. Omli in, yes. Agav shitfach, radlach gemarach. Because I learned so much, I figured out that this is the right halacha, and the halacha is that a mavi that doesn't have shtupim avos, we'll talk about what you could carry from a chatzar, that's tomorrow shir, but within the mavi itself, you could carry, and the story here was that the knife was on one side of the mavi, and it was carried to the other side.